for the man, the value of the man, in the light of and in the face of their attitude, he just said, get up. You can prove it. Because there's a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath day. And the Pharisees said, is it right to heal on the Sabbath? What are they doing? Do they care about the man? It says they were trying to trap him and find accusation against him. So the atmosphere is animosity, ridicule. The atmosphere is trapping, and there's no faith. There's no love. There's no honor for God. It's just all trapping him. I see the man as a guinea pig. They're using him as a guinea pig. So is it right to heal on the Sabbath? And they show him this man, or they point this man out to him. Jesus' response is phenomenal. The heart of God's incredible. He says, who of you having a sheep, it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, doesn't pull it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? Sir, stretch forth your hand. Whoa. Come on. What's he saying? You guys are so messed up. Your attitude's way out there. You're so deceived. And you're using this man as some kind of guinea pig. And you don't even understand the love and heart of God and the value of who you all are to him. But I do, so be healed. Was that man's healing dependent on them or his revelation? It was dependent on love, folks. And when you let people's attitude influence who you are and what you believe, you've been deceived by their unbelief. Come on. When you go to pray for the sick and you see four reasons why they might not get healed because of their state, their soul, and then you pray anyway because it's the rhetorical Christian thing to do, but you say, boy, they need to get more faith, or they have a boy.